With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting grocery chains are promoting ways to save money on the upcoming Thanksgiving feast.
Walmart has a 29-item offer of frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves eight, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not, because you know you have other bills?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for four people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
Testimony has resumed in the trial of a man accused of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Jose Ibarra, who entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago, is charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's February killing. Prosecutors say Ibarra encountered Riley while she was running on the University of Georgia campus in Athens and killed her during a struggle. The defense argues evidence does not connect Ibarra. The killing added fuel to the national debate over immigration when federal authorities said Ibarra illegally entered the U.S. in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country while he pursued his immigration case. I'm Norman Hall.
Former Congressman Sean Duffy is President-elect Trump's nominee to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy's a former reality TV star, was one of Trump's most visible defenders on cable news, along with his wife, Rachel Campos Duffy. He left Congress in 2019 and is now co-host of a show on Fox Business, The Bottom Line. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 55 points. This is SRN News. Wanted posters have been plastered all over one U.S. school.
They bear the images of Jewish faculty members at the University of Rochester and accuse them of, quote, having ties to Israel and other things. Pro-Palestinian groups are suspected of placing the posters, and school officials are denouncing the action. University President Sarah Mangelsdorf says, quote, this act is disturbing, divisive, and intimidating and runs counter to our values as a university. We condemn this act, and we consider it to be anti-Semitic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on these issues. This is SRN News. Increased logging proposed on federal lands across the Pacific Northwest.
This would come under changes to a sweeping forest management plan that's been in place for three decades. The proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs about 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land in Oregon, Washington, and California. That plan was adopted in 1994 as part of efforts to curb logging practices that resulted in widespread clear cutting across the region. Officials say worsening wildfires mean that forests must be more actively managed to increase their resiliency. John Scott reporting.
The volume and value of America's commercial fishing industry both fell, according to newly released federal figures, though members of the industry said the decline was to be expected following a spike in supply. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.